Yud Beis Adar, Tuesday the 27th of February, Rabbi Danny Kirsch, why we fast and why we eat.
We were very fortunate that the publicized title was Daniel. I wasn't sure they were just publicizing my name or the title of the talk, but anyway, so...
I thought it was that hotel.
And we've got an option there for cheap rates from our from the earlier Magid Shir there as well. So just by way of introduction, it's always wonderful to start the day the Torah way, especially when you're Erev Purim, Erev Tanis Esther, and preparing ourselves to read Megillus Esther. Because in Esther we learn a fascinating idea. Every single day, the henchmen of Haman were pushing and nudging Mordechai. Bow down to Haman, bow down to Haman. And every single day, Mordechai had to deal with the regularity of that persecution. And nevertheless, he held strong to his convictions. And he didn't bow down to Haman. Mamish, yom v'yom v'lo shamalem. Every single day, day in, day out, he didn't listen to them. And the Sfas Emes says what an extraordinary individual Mordechai was, but he adds an interesting insight. What gave him the koyach to be able to deal with the daily negativity of the Amaleks of this world, of the Hamans of this world, of the daily difficulties that we have in our everyday life? And he says, because you see, in Perek Beis, it tells us the same Loshen of Yom V'Yom, but there it's in a different context. In Perek Beis, it tells us, B'chol Yom V'Yom Mordechai Mishalech, that every single day Mordechai went to see how Esther was. Mordechai did a Maisa Chesed, he wanted to check how his niece was. Says his Sfas Emes, in the schus of every single day he went to see how Esther was, that was the schus that gave him the strength, that every single day he was able to not give in to the power and the energy of Homer. I think when we come every day, Mamish, to start the day the Torah, and every day we impact on our lives in such a powerful way, Mitzvah Hashem give us the strength and the power to deal with all the Amoleks and Homons which are affecting us in today's world. So I have a very strange thing that happened to me, which is I got invited to a wedding. That's not strange in itself, but the strange thing is that it's this evening. And interesting enough, Achreinim and many others discussed the question: is actually if you can have a chasna on the eve of a tanis, because tonight is the night of Tanis Esther. We start the tanis from the morning, well known, whatever time you're going to start the tanis is. But nevertheless, the minhag in Klal Yisrael, generally speaking, is the night before. We also don't have a chasna. I don't know if anybody's ever been to a chasna on Asara B'Tevis. Right? The tanis starts by the day. Yeah, but you get an invitation. Please come for supper. And I say, I don't think you ever come. Shiva Osa B'Tamas. Everybody's pushing and working to make sure that they finish all the chasnas in time. Has anybody ever been invited to chasna on the 7th? When do the 3 weeks begin? By the night, by the day? But nevertheless, tonight I've got invited to a chasna. And a very interesting question as to how it is I got invited to this chasna. And you should know also, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and we'll talk about the tshuva in a minute, also points out something fascinating, which is that some people have a minhag, they don't shower on a tanis. Okay, it's well known to Shabbat, but some people say because of the Chorban Yushalayim, all the tanesim have some connection to Chorban Yushalayim, you shouldn't be showering on a tanis. The question is, does this apply till tomorrow as well? So we'll just leave that one for you to contemplate if we may. The question is, of course, what exactly we're fasting about tomorrow? What's the idea? What is our tanis? And it's interesting because I'm sitting amongst Tamei Chachamim, and I'm sure you already know the answer. But when you ask a lot of people why you fast, they'll tell you the reason that I'm fasting is because Esther fasted. But it's interesting, and she fasted for 3 days. That's what most people will tell you, interestingly. And it's called Tanis Esther because Esther fasted. But if you have a look in the Rambam tells us as follows. Yesha, and this is in Perek Chamishi of Hilchos Tanis. Yesha miyomim shekol Yisrael misanim. There's certain days where the entire Klal Yisrael fast. Mibnei hatzorah sherebahem, because of the terrible tzoras that happened on those particular days. G'day la'ora halavavos, to waken up the heart, liftoch da'keh tshuva, and to make sure a person does tshuva. Again, sadly, that's often something which is forgotten. Most people think fasting is not eating. That's the easy bit. But it's niftarach darkei tshuva, to wake up our hearts and do tshuva. And it should wake us up to the evil acts that we've done. And the acts of our forefathers, which are our acts today, because since, unfortunately, they were doing things wrong and we haven't yet corrected it, we're still responsible. And the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, for example, was sinas chinam. That was their avera, and it's still very much our avera. So amongst other things we need to work on Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, is to work on those aspects. What caused the problem in the first case? Some gedalia, infighting amongst Jewish people, a rare phenomena, but some gedalia, a rare phenomena, but nevertheless it could still be going on today, and therefore we have to correct it, particularly with regards to the Chorban Bais. Should be zikaron devarim elu noshiv later, because when we remember what they did wrong, and what we still do wrong, therefore, we're going to do tshuva, and we're going to correct ourselves. And he brings psukim to it. And then the Rambam goes through all the famous Tanesim bought by Zechariah Novi, the pastor of the third, etc., etc., and he goes through the details of each one of those Tanesim. The problem is that the reason why we continue to fast on those days is because, A, they're to do with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash hasn't yet been rebuilt. And B, is clearly pointed out the averus that we did, and we still have to correct them. The problem with Tanis Esther is that she fasted for 3 days in order to be able to go and stand in front of Achashverosh, in order to plead the case for Klal Yisrael and to stop Haman's edict, and she succeeded. With incredible siyata dishmaya, and she succeeded. So if the reason why we're supposed to fast is to remember the fast of Esther when she interceded on behalf of Klal Yisrael to Mordechai, then how do we understand what we're supposed to do on that day to try and rectify the mistakes that we'd made, according to the Rambam? Basic, interesting question. And therefore, what is the reason we're fasting? By the way, the Mayam Lo'eis says a fascinating thing, that which complicates this still a little bit further, that the reason why Klal Yisrael found themselves in such a terrible situation was because they participated in the meal of Achashverosh, in the party of Achashverosh. Okay, we have the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, but the Me'am Lo'ez points out that this enormous party, this great meal, when they brought out all the Kedem of the Beis HaMikdash, and they mamish Achashverosh is making this party to celebrate the fact that there will be no more Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael is all over. And what did we do? The Aveira was that we ate in Sudas Achashverosh, says the Me'am Lo'ez, her 3-day fast was a tikkun for the fact that they ate. And therefore she fasted as a tikkun for the fact that they ate, interesting enough, the Me'am Lo'ez. Just by the way, it'd be interesting for us to note whether, if it was a 3-day fast, why we don't have a 3-day fast today. I'm looking around the room and some of you are a little bit shocked because the concept and the thought of a 3-day fast is a little bit unnerving. Well, you should know that those of you who learn Shulchan Aruch will know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us Yesh Mis'anim Shloshi Yomim Zeichel Tanis Esther. There's certain people who fast for 3 days as remember for Tanis Esther. So if ever you need a detox, this is your opportunity. Says the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, this is Shloshi Yomim after Purim, interesting enough. Why is it Shloshi Yomim Purim? Because there's a concept of Bahab, Beis Hei Beis is 3 fasts. And we know that a person makes the Tanis Bahab after a Yontav for the various reasons that we may have misused or abused our opportunities, a little bit of tshuva, v'chola v'chola. And there's some people still have Avay Ada Yom Hazeh, Shneini Chamishi B'Sheini. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean, Shlosha Yomim? Peirush, Shneini Chamishi B'Sheini, Acha Purim. So next week and the weeks ahead, some people have got a hungry time ahead of them. But it's very interesting that some people, Ada Yom HaZeh, continue to fast, not necessarily to rectify the mistakes of Esther, as we discussed, but perhaps on other areas as well. So let's try and understand a little bit about some suggested reasonings as to what it is that we fast and why we have to fast. And the reason we have to understand this is because when it comes to any event, we have to know, Hinei Muchon Mezumen L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel. What it is I'm actually doing, what I'm supposed to think about beforehand, so I can make sure I use that energy in the best way and focus my thoughts in the best way possible. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah discussed quite clearly how we're supposed to behave and why it is that we're fasting. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. You fast on Yom Gibel Ba'adar, ki bimei Mordechai ve'Esther, because during the time of Mordechai Esther, Nikhala Biyom Yud Gimel Badar, Lilachem V'Lamoed Al Nafsham. When the edict was rescinded, or better, when Mordechai when Esther met together with Haman and Achashverosh and pointed out that Haman was the person who wanted to kill my entire family, the question is, what date was that? Any offers from the floor? The amazing thing was, when Esther said to Mordechai, please make for me a fast, it is the 13th, 14th and 15th of Nisan. And the Medrash brings down, interestingly, the Medrash brings down the following interaction between Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai says to Esther, and this is based on the Gemara Megillah, Duff 15a, so Mordechai says to Esther, but how can you have a tarnis on Pesach? Says Esther, because if there'll be no Klal Yisrael, there'll be no Pesach. An amazing response on the greatness of Esther. And therefore, she said, but that took place a long, long time before Yud Gimel Adar, and Haman was over and finished by. That was finished, end. The Jewish people had an edict problem. The problem was that an edict had been passed that you can attack the Jews, and now we need an edict to say we want to attack the people who are attacking us. And therefore, there were going to be a milchama on that down Yud Gimel Adar. And what was it? V'lamod anafshem, and they were in a terribly dangerous situation. They're willing to give up themselves to fight the enemy. V'yutzrichem levakesh rachamim. And what do you need on a tarnis? What do you need, rather, on such a time when you're fasting, fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You need rachamim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sachanunim, and you need to implore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And have tachanunim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what? Shiyazram Hashem limnokem ba'yveyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, because there are a lot of enemies out there who are trying to get us. There are a lot of enemies out there who want to see our destruction. And what do? We need to prepare ourselves. Umatzinim, we've got a precedent, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kishahaya biyom milchom ashay misanim, that when Jewish people fight, they fast. When Jewish people fight, they fast. And what's the example? Shekein omer Rabbi Hussein Chazal, Shemayshar Rabbeinu olav Hashem, biyom shenilcham im Amalek, hayu misana, because the day when Moshe Rabbeinu fought against Amalek, he fasted. And therefore tomorrow, when they fought against their enemies, it's clear that Mordechai would have fasted then. And that's why we fast on Yud Gimel Amor. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Very interesting, by the way, the fact that you're going to fight a war, you're going to fast. We had a little reference earlier to fighting battles against Amalek. I saw one of the Mephoshim saying, amazing. He says, the problem when you go out to battle is that you put your trust in your arms and ammunition. So what a Yid do is that they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually I'm going to be a slightly weakened physical state because I know my success is only because of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've got to go out to battle. I don't know how they do this in the IDF. I'm going to go out to battle. I'm going to have to fight against the Amaleks of this world. But I've got to constantly be aware that when you're holding my hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've got a chance of winning. No! When Moshe Rabbeinu during Amalek was pointing outwards, where the hands were directed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what wins the battle. And Klal Yisrael should never fight. Forget, when we're fighting our battles, constantly to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when they go out to battle, they fast. And they say, and they ask for a rachamim, and they ask the direct tachanunim, and they daven, and they daven, and they daven. And that's what a person's supposed to do when it comes to a tarnis. And we'll see in a minute some added dimensions for us in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. However, what's very interesting is that the Tanis Esther is somewhat distant from any other Tanis. If you have a look in the Magid Mishnah on the halacha that I just quoted you in the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says as follows: Tanis Zer lo niska b'talmud. Says the Magid Mishnah, I looked over the whole Gemara and I couldn't find the concept that we have to fast on Yud Gimel in the Talmud. Anybody has what to say about the Magid Mishnah? And it's interesting, historically, if you search out where's the Tanis actually mentioned first, did a little bit of research, it's actually mentioned by the Goyim. That's the first time you're going to find Tanis Esther mentioned. And it's quite clear also, you'll see that in these halachas, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a person is feeding or if they've got a bad headache, there is room not to fast on these days. And there's a whole question which you should look up, you know, if a person unfortunately has to do it, the dini tashlumim, whether if they have to break the fast, whether they have an obligation in this case to make it up. interesting halachas also which deal with this question, which of course is when Purim falls on a Sunday and it's nidcha, what the ramifications are. That's all brought in the halachas here. And that's why, interesting enough, the Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins l'chein, af shebishah tanis lo osim simchas nisuim b'leil tanis, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even though on all other fasts we don't make a wedding on that night, nevertheless, das Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he says here, shemuta la'arach es achupa v'asuda b'leil tanis esther. It's muta to do it, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he also points out, as we mentioned, many halachas appertaining to this, but one of them is about showering, that the person's got to feel the pain of the chorban on the day of the tanis, of the other tanisim, but the primary purpose of this tanis is not about the chorban, and therefore he gives a heter to shower. You ask a local Orthodox rabbi what it is you should do. But it follows in with these same things. And unfortunately, as a result of the way I've just described it, there's certain people who don't take tanis esther as seriously as they possibly can. And when I say unfortunate, I mean that's the halacha, but I want to take it a little bit deeper, a little bit further, to try and appreciate what we're supposed to be doing on this Tanis. V'nikra Tanis Esther. Why is it therefore called Tanis Esther, says the Mishnah Berurah? What was it called Tanis Esther for? If we're fasting, what's unique about her? I just said that when they go out to fight, Mordechai goes out to fight for Klal Yisrael, whether the women fought as well. That's an interesting question. You missed the early halacha. When Mordechai goes out to fight, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it. So why is it called Tanis Esther? So listen to the language of the Mishnah Berurah. Kedei lizka shashem yisparach roe b'shomea kol ish b'esarosa. There's a principle that we need to learn and live on Yud Gimel, on tomorrow in the Tanis, which shares the Mishnah Berurah is to constantly remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and hears kol ish be'eis harasa, every individual during the time of the great pain and difficulties. Ka'ashe yis'ana v'yoshev al Hashem b'chol levovo. When a person does tshuva and they repent and they say, I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is going through tzoros, when a person is going through pain, what's our response to that? I want to get close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that my shortcomings are distancing myself from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sorrow that's happening to me, job, family, sickness, Klal Yisrael is in terrible predicament right now. Terrible sorrows in Klal Yisrael. What's our response to that? I have to get home and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very makor of what it means to be a Yid. We're not fasting because we want to correct a distraction of sinas chinam. We're fasting because I want to correct my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've got to get back to the very makor of who I am and what I am. And Tanis Esther reminds us of the great fortitude of Esther. Esther finds herself in a terrible tzara. It's her own personal tzara. The extraordinary ramifications of what this wonderful Jewish maidel has been put in, this horrible world of Achashverosh, in her own personal tzara, and in the tzara of Klal Yisrael that she represents. And what does a person do? They daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiras Elokim. Hareini Hashem Darkecho. Let me get close to you and show me what it is you want me to do. And therefore, on Tanis Esther, it's an opportunity to bikesh rachamim, to get close to her, and follow the extraordinary role model of Esther Malka in her desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting because the Vilna Gaon brings down, famously, that on different Tanesim, we say different Tehillim. And of course, everybody's aware it's the Tehillim is Kapitel Chaf Beis, which is the Kapitel of Lamasech Ayayeles HaShachar, which, mamish, if you have a chance to learn it tomorrow, learn it today, and go through it with the Meforshim, it's extraordinary. The famous words, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. Those famous words are found, those are the words of Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to know why it is you're not answering me. What do I need to do? And don't think it's just for me. Rochat Mishuasi, it's not just for me. I'm crying for Klal Yisrael, say on the Meforshim. I'm davening for Klal Yisrael. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us home. Let us get close to you. Explain why, what, and what I need to do in order to help and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Mamish Kedai to go through the Meforshim and explain to you. Interesting enough, the Alshech points out, fascinatingly, that David HaMelech, in a prophetic image, writes this, writes obviously this capital. And if you remember, there was a story of somebody called Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera was cursing David HaMelech, and really, he undermined the authority of the king, and the king's ability and obligation really would be to have him put down. For various reasons, David HaMelech had Rachmonis on Shimi ben Gera. Says the Al-Sheikh, you'll see that when it describes Mordechai, it describes this as Mordechai ben...
Ben Shimi.
Says it's extraordinary that David HaMelech's Rachmonis at that moment to Shimi turns out that Mordechai from Shevet Ben Yomin turns out to be part of the Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. I'll let you look at the Al-Sheikh on this capital Tehillim, amazingly, to appreciate what's going on over here. So we see here the power of fasting, the power of recognizing when I go out to battle, I have to prepare myself accordingly. And now, in the last few minutes, I'd like to talk about eating. Because since I've whet everybody's appetite, we can contrast the two if we may. And of course, since the title was Daniel, you should know there's a number of minhagim to eat different things on Purim. And one of the things is we eat seeds, and we have a more beans, and we have pulses and things like that. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to remember Esther and Daniel. And if you have a look in the previous Start the Day Torah Way, I gave a talk here a year or two ago on Daniel and the tremendous power that he had to withhold and withstand all the temptations that he had to deal with, and how he ate carefully. And we celebrate that on Purim by the food that we eat, and the same with Esther as well. And by the way, the Ben Ishchai brings it down, and I've asked both Sephardim and Ashkenazim, do you have lots of seeds and beans on Purim? It doesn't appear this is a well-kept minhag, so let's come back to vegetarianism or veganism for a little bit. Although the halacha does describe, very interesting, whether you have to have whether chicken's enough on Purim Suda, or you have to have meat. But I'll allow you to do your homework on that. What's the level of the Suda? I'll let you investigate this one. But nevertheless, a few beans won't go amiss. The tremendous contrast between going from Purim day, where we're fasting, into Purim evening, where we're changing, is one of the most incredible contrasts that anybody can possibly experience. Especially if we're fasting for the reasons that we've just described beforehand. And the Sforim bring down that when it comes to eating, there's a whole question about the level of Suda on the night of Purim. Because it's fascinating. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because any Yontav, there's a mitzvah by day and by night. The big chiddush by Purim is that the majority of the mitzvahs, apart from the Megillah by night, are by the day. Shlachmonis, Matanis, Avyona, and the Suda's Purim. So there's a whole discussion, which we don't have time to go into the detail, as to the severity of the Suda of Purim night. The Kitzur says, Chayev lechol nishtos nisroch b'Purim, gam b'leil yudalad yismach v'yiba k'tzas b'suda. Person should have k'tzas b'suda, a small meal. The ramifications of this are fascinating. For example, it's brought down in Halacha, what happens when Purim's on a Motzi Shabbos? Should you have slightly less Suda shlishis in order to have an appetite for your Purim Suda? It's brought down in Halacha, I'll let you do the homework. But it gives you some idea. It's quite clear you have to eat on Purim, but the primary purpose of eating on Purim is clearly during the day, and that's because the Pasuk tells us, Yemei Mishdei. The Pasuk in Esther Megillus tells us, Yemei Mishdei, emphasizing the mitzvahs of the day, and therefore the primary Suda is on the day, but not the night. Interestingly enough, if you go through the Maisa Rav of the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon's life and what he did on Purim is also worth mentioning, if I can. Says the description of what the Vilna Gaon did, Osa sudosum yad achat tefillah, explain after Mincha. On Purim itself, the Vilna Gaon would have his meal immediately after Mincha. But achakaf yeshev al shulchano kol hayom, you sit and eat, or sit on his table. V'oichel v'shoshay say harbe. And the Vilna Gaon would eat a lot, because it says on Purim you're supposed to eat, and it's supposed on Purim you're supposed to drink. So even though we're watching our diets, when it comes to Purim, there's a mitzvah to eat extra and drink more. L'kayim chiv adelo yoda, and he would drink in order to fulfill the mitzvah of adelo yoda. Ule'eis erev, but when the day goes out, that means there won't be any cars down the Vilna Gaon's road in PPA after about 6:30. Because according to this, the Vilna Gaon says, "Leis erev berach bilchas amozon, vispalul tefilas avis v'lomid kemin hogar." As soon as Nacht was out, so he was makbid. Actually, that seems to be that Purim was on Purim day and didn't continue there. And we all know you have to have rov suda during the day, but it's interesting how hogar is the Vilna Gaon. But I'd like to look a little bit though at an attachment to this concept. which is the one of the Mephoshim says, oh, by the way, be careful by the night, because you have to haroes hanoilad. If you have too much to drink that night, haroes hanoilad. Haroes hanoilad means that we have to be aware of what we're doing now and the ramifications of what we're doing. So just like when it comes to fasting, a person has to be aware of what they're doing and what the ramifications of exactly what they're doing, it seems to be when they're eating and drinking, they have to be aware of ramifications. Now, all of us understand that to mean if a person gets drunk, then getting up early for Megillah is going to be a bit difficult. Getting up early for davening nights, as some of you always do, may be a bit tough because you'll be a bit under the affluence of Inkahol. However, I want to share with you another aspect to eating and drinking on Purim as a Haroes Hanoilad. To contrast the night and the Tanis and the power of the Tanis to the power of the eating of the day. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well, and this is taken from the Rambam. Omer Rabbi Seinu Zichron Livrocha. There's a Gemara in Brochas on Daf Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, which says, Eizah Parsha Ketana Shekol Gufi Atara Teloyim Boi. Can you tell me a small little Parsha, just a few words which describe the whole Torah? And the Gemara tells us it's from a Pasuk in Mishlei, which is, Bechol Dorachecha Deyeru. In all of your ways, whatever you do, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish Shafila B'Dorachecha, even when you're going away, Sha'ata Eizah Tzorech Gufcha, and you're doing it for your own bodily needs, Da'a Es Hashem, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'as Es HaDvarim Nishma Yisbroch, and what you do, a person's got to do it Nishma, when it comes to eating, when it comes to drinking, when it comes to sitting, when it comes to standing, whatever you're doing, Kol Tzorechei Gufcha, even though you need to do it for your own body, Yiyu Kulam La'Avodas Barecha, what a person's got to do is, everything we're doing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything has got to help me be a better Eved Hashem. Says the Kitzur, continues, so how do I deal with this? When it comes to eating and drinking, obviously I can't have Devorim, which are Asurim. And I just add here, it's incredible on Purim, the self-sacrifice of both Esther and Daniel, mummish in this area. And as a result of that, that's really why we're celebrating. Both Daniel, you have to see Sefer Daniel to understand it, and Esther as well, it was their self-sacrifice and their ability to not do what they shouldn't be doing, which ensured our future. So what about when it comes to Eater? Just like we've got to know why we're fasting, says the Kitzur, based on the Rambam, a person's got to know why they're eating as well, and the Sudas Purim, how they're eating it. Your person shouldn't eat unsuitable foods. The doctors are here, a person should eat sensibly and carefully and healthier so that they can be a better Eved Hashem. And if a person can't do that, listen to this. I've got a new Yehirot, and I ask you the question, what you should say before Harani Shem Yichud, what's the Shem Yichud before you fast? You should think about why you're fasting. I'm going to share with you now Shem Yichud that you have to say, please, before you eat on Purim. It goes like this. Hinani rotzi le'echo v'lishtos. Some people say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to eat and drink. Kedei shei bari chozok, so that I've got a healthy body, la'avodas habari yisbaruch shemo, that I can serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like on the Tanis, we've got to know why we're fasting. When it comes to the eating, the Purim Suda, we want to elevate ourselves. Of course, we're going to be besimcha. We want to get mamish lachayims and gay adel yoda, even the Vilna Gaon, adel yoda, mamish adel yoda. But we have to understand the purpose of this is to be an Eved Hashem in everything that we do and all that we are. So that's why we fast, and that's why Mitzvah Hashem we eat. And we look forward to a very big, wonderful meal where the Yidden appreciate the koach of what they're doing. I'm afraid of